Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Michael Kearns. Michael Kearns is the founder and CEO of Vertisint, a cloud technology company that specializes in helping organizations leverage the power of public cloud platforms. The company's mission is to provide organizations with the ability to drive outcomes on demand by leveraging Vertisint's proprietary methods, tools, and automation, combined with a highly vetted network of experts. Currently, Vertisint is one of the largest fully remote organizations with a global network with over 4,000 professionals in 130 countries.
Well, good afternoon, Michael. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
I'm looking forward to it. You bet. This is awesome. I appreciate you jumping on. And we were just talking about, you're kind of our next door neighbor in a sense, right? Kansas City, Denver, we're neighbors in a sense. But I appreciate the share and your story about your traversing the country in your career. But let's talk about a little bit about you. And so we're going to jump into the questions, Michael. You've got quite the career in consulting, senior leadership, and now the CEO at Vertisint. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Well, for me, there's three things that I've always enjoyed. The first is solving problems. The second is learning new things. And the third is building businesses. And so consulting always gave me the opportunity, certainly, to do the first two, because, the job is to solve problems and you get to learn, lots of different industries, lots of different corporate structures, corporate cultures, ways of doing things. And kind of the learning curve is incredibly steep. And as I got along further in my career, I started to get the opportunity to build businesses. And, the opportunity with Vertisint to build this business is kind of a culmination of all of those things. But then also, for us, it's looking at how do you leverage, a diverse group of super talented people from all over the world to drive outcomes. And for me, one of the greatest joys of my career, early on was working with lots of different kinds of companies and learning lots of different ways companies work. But kind of later in my career, it's, working with lots of different people from all over the world with different backgrounds, different perspectives, different life experiences, and seeing how powerful that is and seeing how just infinitely more, creative, productive, impactful a team can be when you build it with kind of a rich kind of tapestry of lots of different people with lots of different perspectives. And so for us, a core element of what we're trying to do is kind of leverage kind of the richness of a diverse, high-performing team to drive amazing outcomes and build amazing technology for clients.
That's awesome. And, we talk about a lot on the show. It's interesting how people find something that they're really just excited about or passionate about or they're really, really good at, of course, and started a career as an entrepreneur. So I appreciate you sharing your side of the story on that, Michael. So Michael, let's talk about this new normal. Hopefully we'll be out of this new normal, maybe back to some regular normalcy after the pandemic, but maybe you could share with us what you've done and are still doing to help your company stay relevant in this economy.
For us, we're a fully remote company and a global company. And, so some of the remote work for us and kind of our day-to-day operations, obviously the things happening around us in the world are tremendously impactful to all of us. But the fact that we're all working remotely comes natural to us because it's always how we've worked and it's how we'll always work. Frankly, the thing that has been most different for us is the fact that a lot of the organizations and companies we work with are now also working remote. So, in the past, and you hear a lot around as people return to work, the hardest thing is the hybrid workforce, right? Everyone in the office, you can manage. Everyone remote, you can manage. But kind of when you've got a mix, it's really hard. And for us as a fully remote company, working with companies that aren't fully remote or are all on premise, that kind of interface point was always challenging. But now with everyone remote, it's actually made, some of those things easy. And, the business we're in, which is cloud and helping organizations make the most of the cloud, is only gaining in importance as you know, a lot of things that, you know, we're on the path to full digitization. You know, what's happened, and especially the pandemic, has really accelerated the journey to digitization. And, you know, when organizations are digitizing, especially today, that's all in the cloud. And so, you know, for us, it's been interesting to watch how, you know, these trends that we expected to take 5 or 10 years to develop, essentially developed in a year. And, you know, keeping pace with that, and, you know, making sure we have the right mix of capabilities and technologies and offerings to work with organizations as they try to move so quickly has certainly been a challenge. But, you know, I think that our remote first model helped us navigate that, I think, a lot more easily than maybe if we were a fully on-premise type of organization.
That's great to hear. And, you know, everybody had to make that overnight shift when they announced lockdowns. But it is good that you were a step ahead of most companies and were able to kind of leverage that, I guess, advantage. You know, I look at these little things, the innovation and the changes that we all had to do as silver lining in the cloud. But great share on that. And I do appreciate it, Michael. So, Michael, this is a tech platform. Obviously, we want to know, you're obviously leveraging some new or emerging technology in your tech stack. Is there anything you might be able to share with us today?
You know, one of the challenges that we're focused on, so we're a cloud focused organization, and one of the most amazing things about the cloud is, you know, it's incredibly easy to spin up, you know, new infrastructure, new capabilities, new technology to scale, to dial things up, to dial things down. And there's an ever growing amount of choices you have, right? The big cloud providers have hundreds of thousands of quote unquote SKUs, so things they can offer you. And while that is powerful, it's also, as you ramp up to scale in that rapidly, especially in the last year when you're kind of just scrambling to kind of get all of these new digital capabilities and services online, keeping track of it, managing the cost of it, keeping it under control, having strong visibility into everything that's going on is an absolutely tremendous challenge. And frankly, one that organizations are just starting to wrap their head around, because, you know, when you used to buy physical infrastructure, you know, you bought something, you plugged it in, you wired it up, you installed software, right? It was a physical thing. And it took a lot of work to get it to a ready state. So, you know, you had a handle on it, when now it's kind of teams all over the world, just kind of pushing a button and spinning things up, and the bill comes later. It's really easy for it to get out of control. So a lot of our focus right now is on, you know, how to use data science and, you know, machine learning and visualization to help make sense of kind of things that are at such a scale and moving at such a pace that really the human mind can't make sense of it without help. And so how do you take really complicated, incredibly large at scale things and distill them down to key insights to make them manageable? And so for us, that's a lot of what we're focused on right now is, you know, how do we help people get control of, you know, and visibility into all of the complexities of cloud environments at scale.
That's awesome. And you're absolutely right. The data has, I think, quadrupled. I saw a report basically quadrupled in the last, I don't know, 10 years. And, you know, in order to kind of sift through and glean the good information that's needed out of all this data is you have to leverage the technology like machine learning, deep learning. So I appreciate the share on that for sure. And Michael, last question. We want to know a little bit more about Michael Kearns. Is there something you can share from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in technology or leadership?
Sure. You know, there's two things that I always both ask people, and then if they're considering, you know, joining us or any of my previous companies, there's two things I always tell them to think about when they're making a decision on kind of a career choice. The first is, especially if you're trying to build something or transform something, if you want to undertake something that's ambitious, you have to be driven by passion to be successful, because you know, starting a business or, you know, disrupting an industry, or even, you know, you could be one of the people in a huge organization trying to transform it or bring a new way of thinking. Any of those types of things are unbelievably hard. And the only way you can keep the kind of sustained momentum and effort and focus and energy to get all the way to the other side is through passion. Like, you've got to be passionate about it, because money won't carry you through. Kind of putting something on your resume won't carry you through. You've got to be passionate about it. And so I think, you know, for me, it's always been, you know, finding things and finding challenges that, you know, I'm passionate about and excited to try to figure out and try to push through. And then the second is, look for an opportunity to have an impact. I think, you know, if you typically, certainly in my companies, you know, the people who have been kind of, you know, the biggest contributors to success and the people who've grown the most in their careers and kind of advanced the most rapidly or right. Like, the outcome you want is different for each person. Some people might want, you know, financial growth. Some people might want career growth. Some people might want balance or choice in kind of their working life, whatever that is. The people who have been able to achieve that to the largest degree are typically the people who've had the most impact. And so, you know, the other thing I always encourage people to look at is find something where you can have an impact, like find a role where you can have an impact, find a company where you can have an impact. And that, right, impact can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But I think if you find something that you're passionate about and you put yourself in a position and you act in such a way where you can have an impact, you know, great things are going to happen. And I think whatever you're looking for out of your career, I think you'll get if you focus on those two things.
That's awesome. And I appreciate that. And you're absolutely right. When you have a passion for something, you find growth, and through growth, you find fulfillment. And it's just, it's kind of a, it's really, I consider it a full circle. And you're absolutely right. With that type of fire and passion, there's nothing that you can't do within your organization or as an entrepreneur or in your personal life. So I really do appreciate the share, and I know our audience will as well, Michael. So Michael, it was a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
Bye for now.